my time with the Lord today. He just had me spending some time in Isaiah 43. The book of Isaiah is a real precious book to me because probably of all the books in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, the Lord has given me more personal words out of Isaiah than any other place. You know, I have them, some from Ezekiel and Jeremiah, of course, but Isaiah is just full of God's promises to me, right? Because he can take a word and make it personal to us. Not every word is a word to us, but sometimes the word can become a word, right? If the word, Jesus, is speaking it to us, okay? It becomes a personal word. But I just think it's more for me, for others too, because you just have me kind of make this a public thing of what God is saying, because we have to, I believe what I really kind of like to hear what a lot of different people are saying, prophetic people that I really trust, and it seems like they're always on the same page, you know, what God is speaking to his body through the church. It just amazes me how everybody's just kind of on the same page. And one thing that for here at Christ the King, for us, and everywhere else too, the Lord is speaking a lot about our identity, right? Who we are in Christ, and which I still believe that the number one goal of the enemy, if you had to check it off, this is my number one goal, is to not let them know who they are, right? Like when the children of Israel were enslaved in Egypt, right? They didn't realize how powerful they were. And the Egyptians were actually afraid of them. And so they kept them in fear all the time so they wouldn't come to the realization of who they were, because they could have easily overrun the Egyptians, right? And that's how the enemy works with us. He just keeps us in fear and keeps us from trying to find out who we are, and goes against that all the time, right? He's a liar and he's an accuser of the brethren. So Isaiah 43 starts out. Now we'll just get a few verses here. Might just read the whole thing and not say anything. That would be good. The word says a lot better than I can sometimes. But now, thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. That's us. We are the Israel of God, as believers. Right? We were grafted in. We are sons of Abraham. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you specifically by name, and you are mine. All right? But just take that personal. Just when the Lord speaks it to me, he's like, you're mine. Right? I've called you by your name. Like Jesus said, John chapter 15, you did not choose me, I chose you. When you, not if you, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor the flame will burn you. Right? Great promise from the Lord there. Because as we know in our country, it's like we're walking through that, right? Walking through waters. You can't, you know, one thing about scripture says in place in Psalms where it says his paths are on the waters, right? One thing you can't see is somebody's footsteps or footprints in the water, can you? And when they, if they walk through a river, the guy, somebody said, hey, follow me, walk through that place where I walk through in the river. Well, you couldn't see that, or a fire. You couldn't see that. But it's a promise to God when we do that, when we're walking through those places that seem like we're going to be swept away in a current, we're going to be burned or it's overflow or just disaster. What is it saying? That not to fear because he's with us, right? We're in Christ and he is actually the one walking through it. We're walking through it in him, a safe place to be. So that's just a word for us, for the church, that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Right? And no matter what it looks like right now, we will be victorious, collectively and individually. Right? So we don't give in fear. It says, I am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in your place, which is Ethiopia. Here's a real good one. Since you are precious in my sight, since you're honored, and I love you. Wasn't that a great word? That you are, I am precious in his sight. And we're honored. Right? Doesn't say we're precious because you've been really good lately, or I'm honoring you because you've done well. You're just precious and honored by him because you're his child. I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Do not fear, I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. To the south, don't hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I've made. So Bishop used this verse the other day that God has created us for his glory, right? To contain his glory, to express his glory. Because this whole thing says, if you surrender your life, I will give other people in exchange for it. In other words, I will win other people to Christ through you. Because that's how they're won, right? People see the glory of God, the presence of God, who he is in and through us. That is the way. And the more we surrender, this is how you'll know, then the more people will be drawn. The more people he will send your way, or you will run across, right, to win to him. That's what it's all about, right? It says, bring out those who are blind, even though they have eyes, and the deaf, even though they have ears. All the nations have gathered so that the peoples may be assembled. Who among them can declare this and proclaim to us the former things? Let them present their witness that they may be justified, or let them say it is true. Here again, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord. You are my servant whom I have chosen. I really like this. This is verse 10 and 43 if you want to go back and read this. So that you are my witnesses and you're my servant, so that you may know and believe me. That you may know me, you may believe me, and you may understand that I am he, and before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. What a great word. I've chosen you, you're my witnesses, so that these three things, you'll know me, you will believe me, and you'll understand that I'm God. I am the I am, right? And there's no wonder. He's God. I am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. It is I who have declared and saved and proclaimed. There was no strange God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Even from eternity I am he, and there's none who can deliver out of my hand. I act, and who can reverse it? You know, a lot of these, when these Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, when they were writing this and prophesying this, many times these people were in captivity, right? They needed to hear this. Now we may think that too. Verse 14. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and will bring them all down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans into ships in which they rejoice. Babylon means confusion. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator your King. Thus says the Lord, who always makes a way through the sea and always makes a path through the mighty waters. I have so many marks, especially in my other Bible, dates of when the Lord has spoken these specific things to me, that he'll make a way, right? Waymaker. Who brings forth the chariot and the horse and the army and the mighty man, they will lie down together and not rise again. They have been quenched and extinguished like a wick. That's the enemy, right? Their horses and their... Matter of fact, I was thinking about when the Lord showed Elisha those who were with them. Remember that? It's way more, way greater than those against them. And I was just thinking about today, you know, what's going on in our country and how there's so much panic and everything. Well, guess what? Those who are with us as believers in Christ way outnumber the enemy. And matter of fact, he says they'll lie down and not rise, right? And they've been extinguished. That's what Jesus did on the cross. They've been defeated, right? They're just loud. You ever notice I have a Chihuahua, Pepe, and Biscuit, who is a Chiweenie. He's part Chihuahua and Weenie dog. And then I have Dolly, who's a German Shepherd. The little dogs are the yappiest ones. They bark constantly at everybody who walks by, everything, squirrels, you name it. Their barking drives me nuts, right? Reminds you of the enemy. They're just loud barkers, right? The big dogs don't say much. They don't have to, right? All Dolly has to do is show her teeth, you know? So that's kind of a really good word picture there. And I love this. Do not call to mind the former things. Do not ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I have on my Bible 6:17:20, June the 17th, the Lord spoke that. And today, 7:14:20, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? And he says this, I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, right? All that's good. That is really good, all right? That is a promise for us and what God will do. He's going to do something new. Don't think of the past, you know, call to mind the former things. God is going to do something new. And what he's going to do is he's going to make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And that's a word for us, y'all, a word for our school, right? With our church school, with everything that's going on, it's easy to give into panic or fear, like, oh my God, you know, what's it going to look like? And parents panicking and, you know, they're not going to send their kids here this year and thinking, what? But the Lord just spoke this to me, you know, about that and about my life too, that, hey, don't worry, nonsense. I'll make a way. Trust, know, believe me, right? So one of the things that's so important to do now, y'all, to challenge y'all, and y'all know this, I'm not, you know, preaching to the choir, is plug into what God is saying, right? Living above life, we hear that all the time. Hear what he says. Usually what he says is totally opposite of what you're hearing, right? Or what you're thinking or believing. Stand on what he says, right? No matter what it looks like, this is a word from him, right? He is going to be victorious, and he's going to make a way. So apply that to your own walk, your own personal life, what's going on, Selma, church. Now, I wear this all the time. This little patch here is First Division, right? Isn't that right, James? First Infantry Division, I'm sorry. Not Armored, First Infantry Division, which is based in out of Alabama, all right? The Lord spoke a prophetic word years ago that Alabama will lead the nation in revival, right? So I've been wearing this ever since then. Bishop ordered some, and I just keep it on this to remind me of what God said, that Alabama will be a leader in the nation in revival. Selma would be one of the leaders in the state of Alabama, and that Alabama would be, we're like the first infantry division that goes in. Amen? So that's what he said. That's what he's going to do. You can bank on it. Amen?